There's a story of a man that was walking in a cemetery, and he came across two very interesting monuments, matzevot. On one of them it said, Kapa parsa le'ani, she spreads out her palm to the poor. And on the other one, right next to it, said the next sentence, V'yadao shulcha le'evyoin, and extends her hands to the destitute. What was unusual about this was that this was two men's graves. And therefore, the person certainly understood this must have been a tremendous mistake. To have a pasuk from Eishes Chayil, which literally means she spreads out her palm, and she extends her hands. Why would this be the appropriate sentence found on each of these two grave markers? But then he was explained that this, in fact, was done on purpose, and that these were two brothers that were tremendous philanthropists, giving to many organizations, Jewish institutions. Unfortunately, fate had it that they lost all of their wealth. They had virtually nothing. And it was devastating to know that the next person knocking on the door, the person who always anticipated year after year to receive a handsome sum, unfortunately would be turned down and have to walk away empty-handed. They were so poor, yet one of the brothers had a golden spoon, and he wished to give away this very precious piece of gold. You see, it was fashioned as a spoon, but it had no more value if it was in one piece or if it was in two pieces. The brother was about to hand over this last piece of wealth that he had. Before he did, he gazed upon his brother's eyes, and he saw the tremendous pain that he had nothing to give. Immediately, the brother took this golden spoon and forcefully broke it into two, and he gave the brother the handle, and he kept the kaf, the bowl of the spoon, for himself. And then both brothers were able to give to this poor person. And therefore it's explained that when it came to one brother, kapa parsa le'ani, kapa means the bowl of the spoon, the kaf, that was given over to the poor. And the yadeha, the yad, the handle of the spoon, the other brother was able to give to the destitute. This story truly gives us an understanding of what it means to be a Baal Chesed. Not only doing an act of kindness for someone else, but also being sensitive to the people around you. The sensitivity that he felt toward his brother, even though he knew that he would receive absolutely no personal gain, to the contrary, a loss of being able to give all of his charity by himself. But this is the message of our parsha and Parshas Vayechi, the importance of giving, and giving with a whole heart, with a chesed shel emes. The very last request that Yaakov says to his children, the beginning of our parsha, to his powerful son Yosef, Al na tikvareni b'Mitzrayim, please do not allow me to be buried in Mitzrayim in Egypt. This, explains Rashi, is a chesed v'emes. Why? Because chesed she'osim im ha'mesim, the kindness that you do with the dead, who chesed shel emes, that's true. She'enu mitzapel tashlum gmul, because it is impossible that that person the kindness that you do to the deceased, the beneficiary will never be able to repay you. And this is the primary source for the monumental work of the Chevra Kedisha, the sacred society that takes care of those who have since passed. What's fascinating is that although when it came to Yosef, Yaakov told him, do for me a chesed ve'emes, a true kindness, with regard to my burial, Yaakov does not just ask Yosef, but later in our same parsha, he turns to his other children, and he says something quite similar. V'yitzavosam, he commands them, V'yomer lehem ani ne'esav el ami, I shall be gathered to my people. Kivru osi el avosai, bury me with my fathers. El hamara asher b'stei Ephron hachiti, in the field of Ephron the Hittite. Very fascinating that when he speaks to his other children, he does not call it a chesed ve'emes, a true kindness. But why? It's the exact same action. It's the same person. Yaakov, not to be buried in Mitzrayim, but rather to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Why then, when it came to Yosef, does Yaakov call the chesed ve'emes, but when it comes to his other children, he does not? And I believe the answer is we have to look at who these two groups are. Because we know that Yaakov had two wives, Rachel and Leah. Of course, he also had Bilhah and Zilpah. But focusing now on Leah and Rachel. Leah was buried in Chevron, in the cave of Machpelah. Rachel was buried on the side of a road in Beis Lochem, far, far away from Chevron. See, for the sons of Leah, which is who Yaakov is speaking to at the end of our parsha, this is precisely what they always wanted. They always would have wanted their father Yaakov to be buried alongside by their mother, by Leah. And this is the reason why, when it came to the other children, Yaakov continues and says, Shamra kavru es Avraham v'esar ishto. That place is where Avraham and Sarah, that match, that's where they're buried. Shamra kavru es Yitzchak v'es Rivka ishto. That's where Yitzchak and Rivka, that match, that's where they're buried. B'shama kavartias Leah, and that's where Leah is buried. And therefore, what Yaakov is doing is he's sensitive, only mentioning this to the other children, not to Yosef, because he understood that this is exactly what the other children would want. That just like Avraham, Sarah was buried. Just like by Yitzchak, Rivka, and now by their father Yaakov, with their mother, with Leah. So possibly we can understand why Yaakov does not say, do for me a chesed ve'emes. For this is something in which the children themselves would want, in which they would certainly get much benefit, a tremendous feeling, knowing that Yaakov chose to be buried alongside their mother, by Leah. But when it came to Yosef, the Torah tells us something quite different. The Torah says, "Vani bevoi mipadan, meisol li Rachel be'eretz Kanan, bederech ba'od kibras eretz levo afrasa, ve'ekvoreha shom bederech afras hi beis lochem." But as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died on me in the land of Canaan on the road, while there was still a stretch of land to go to Ephraim, and I buried her there on the road, which is by Bethlehem. Says Rashi, why is Yaakov almost apologetic to Yosef over here, explaining the burial place, the location, the plot of his mother. Did he not know where his mother was buried? Says Rashi, V'afalpi, Shani matriach olech olicheni lekaver be'eretz Kanaan. Even though it's true, says Yaakov, that I am asking you to be matriach, to trouble yourself, to bury me in a specific location in the land of Canaan. V'lo kacha sisi, v'imcha, and I didn't even do that to your mother. Why should I ask you to be matriach, when you yourself, when I myself did not do so for my own wife? Says Rashi, Sharimesa Samach Lebeis Lachem, because she died suddenly in that particular place. What Yaakov is doing is Yaakov understands the tension between Yosef and his brothers. And when it came to Yosef, he needed to pull him to a side and explain to him on his own the reason why he needs to be buried in Hebron and where his mother was buried in Beis Lachem. See, by Yosef, it is truly a chesed emes, because this is totally against the wishes of Yosef to have his father's final resting place far, far away from his mother, from Rachel. This is a chesed emes, doing a kindness which is totally against your natural desires and instincts. Yosef therefore did this kindness for his father, although it was certainly not for his own benefit. This is a true kindness, caring for another person, even at your own expense. I'd like to conclude by sharing with you an unbelievable story of total self-sacrifice. Once, a Sephardic rabbi by the name of Rabbi Daron was asked a question. And his response to that question was that this question was so unbelievable and so powerful that it only belongs in the Kosel, in the Wailing Wall in Yerushalayim. What was the question? You see, there was a fight, a tremendous battle that was occurring in Eretz Yisrael. And there were Israeli soldiers that understood that this was a very dangerous, dangerous war. And they knew that there would be tremendous casualties. Almost everyone that would do this would ultimately die. So what did they argue about? There was two clusters of soldiers. Younger group and those who were a bit older. The younger soldier said, "We should go. Let me fight. After all, we're a bit stronger. And look at you. You have children. Those children depend on you. If you die, those children will be left without a father. For us, if we die, there will be no children. No children that will be left without a father. Let us go." An older group of Israeli soldiers said, "No! We should fight. We've lived more years than you. We've experienced more in life." And this was the question that was asked to Rabbi Daron. Who should fight? When these two groups, each of them wanted to be able to take their own lives, to be able to give to another Jew, to preserve the life of another human being. Can you imagine worrying about the welfare of another Jew, even at the risk of losing your own life? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael, who is like your nation, O Israel? Goy echad ba'aretz, a unique and special nation. Let us strive to do acts of chesed. Chesed for our brothers and sisters here and throughout the world. And let it be said based on our actions, Mi ka'amcha Yisrael.